This is John Bischke, the CEO and founder of LearnOutLoud.com. This is a very special recording of the favorite Bible verses of my grandmother, Ruth Skyrud. Ruth is an amazing soul and an incredible inspiration to me. She was born on December 4th, 1909, and is 96 years old at the time of this recording. All of the verses are from the New International Version of the Bible. I hope you enjoy hearing what she has selected. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Genesis chapter 17, verse 4. "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations." Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Psalm 39, verse 1. "I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence." Psalm 46, verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Psalm 51, verse 1. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalm 51, verses 10 and 11. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me." Psalm 100, verse 4. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and praise his name." Psalm 103, verse 12. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Psalm 104, verse 1. "Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty." Psalm 107, verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 139, verse 23. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." Psalm 149, verse 1. "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of saints." Psalm 150, verse 6. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Mark chapter 10, verse 21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured onto your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. He replied, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Luke chapter 18, verse 16. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Luke chapter 18, verse 22. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. John chapter 15, verse 26. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send out to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. I hope you have enjoyed this reading of Ruth Skyroot's favorite Bible verses. Thanks for listening.